North Slope Natural Gas could be in Anchorage's future. The Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation today released the results of a year-long study that shows a project independent of the gas line from the slope to markets in Canada and the lower 48 that could be delivering gas to Alaska customers in 2019 at a cost only a little higher than what customers are now paying. The corporation was set up by the legislature last year. CEO Dan Foskey says the project is large, but it can be done. He says the plan shows how the standalone pipeline would deliver gas to Anchorage users at $9.63 a million BTUs. That compares to the current $8.85 price. Fairbanks's prices would fall under the plan from $23 now charged to $10.45 under the new project. Foskey says he expected the study to show costs would be much higher, and the viable price makes the project something to pursue.
Alternative project schedules. No other single project alternative is likely to address the same Cook Inlet energy supply shortfall in a comparable time frame. Gas storage and hydroelectric projects are complementary to the ASAP, or the Alaska Standalone Project. I've been asked this question 100 times. I believe the state needs all of these things. And so we're not an impediment. We're not in the way of it. We're not in the way of a GEO. We're not in the way of hydroelectric, any of these things. They complement each other. And if you look at the time schedules over time and when things are supposed to come online, you start to see that.
Foskey says he still supports continuing with work on a pipeline to North American markets as a revenue source for the states. The smaller line is something Alaska can do on its own to assure an energy source for its own residents. The plan estimates the overall cost of the project at $7.5 billion, and Foskey says the legislature should give serious consideration to owning the line, but not operating it, primarily because it would pay less to borrow the capital than it would to take to build the project.
Many have said, no, wait a minute, here we go again with the state getting involved. I never said operate, I said own. And to remind people, the state owns Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, it owns the railroad, it owns Ted Stevens, it owns ADA, it owns the permanent fund. You own a lot of really nice things. We do as a state, so I want you to keep your mind open.
Foskey says with new oil and gas discoveries recently made in Cook Inlet, there is enough gas in the system to last until the project is complete. However, predicting economic and social chaos in Anchorage and Fairbanks if those places were to go dark, he recognizes that there is no time to spare. He said getting power to 500,000 Alaskans is the goal of the line.